We are out this morning at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo, and this is a gigantic hall full of booths, vendors, stuffed animals, hunting equipment, and our very own Gordon Keith has the wireless microphone, and he's going to take it out and about now and talk to some of these people. All right, now, Gordo, you're no longer stationary. You're roaming with the wireless, and I've lost you. Can you tell me exactly where you are?
Craig, I'm standing about 1 foot from you, staring directly into your beautiful eyes.
I see you.
Yes.
I have you now.
You like that, George?
It's just so funny how you guys entertain yourselves with that, because no one in our listening audience can see it.
It's, to some people, it's the greatest joke of all time.
It is. It really
all
is.
Right, we'll keep doing it.
All right, yes. It's already filling up here. You know, when we got here, it was empty. We had a run of the place.
Mm-hmm.
We could have taken guns down off the wall and started shooting at each other. But now that is not possible. So there are people who are selling custom knives here. Look at this. I'm walking right by a... How you doing, ma'am?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, they were very wise to do that.
Very, very pretty. And, but yeah, look at these. We got guns. Should I talk to the gun guy?
Sure.
How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
What's your name?
Chris Woods.
Chris Woods. Gordon Keith, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah. Do you work for this company here that's selling these guns?
Yeah, this is Cross Canyon Arms. I own the company. We've been doing it for about the last 6 years. So, yeah, we've had a lot of fun at it.
And what's different about these guns than any other gun?
Well, we're a full-fledged manufacturer. That means I build all my components and put them together. So I know what my accuracy is going to be right off the bat. I don't have to worry about somebody else building my parts. And it does make a big difference.
Are you Canadian?
I am not. I'm Utah. Utah boy. Yeah.
It was the components. That was a weird pronunciation of that word.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Components.
Right. Yeah, but we're a full-fledged machine shop, plus a full-fledged...
So did you start making them in your garage, and did the FBI investigate that, if you did?
No, we never had the FBI investigate us, but you do have to get a federal firearms license, and, you're under strict regulations, but, yeah.
What's the largest animal you've killed with one of the guns you've made?
The largest would be a Cape Buffalo, and then, I guess, up there would be the a lion, so...
Ask him if you can take a shot at one of the mounts.
Do you mind if I shoot one of these guns?
No,
I'm going to shoot at one of these white-tailed deer over there.
There's quite a few species out here, It's a great show. It's a lot of fun to come down here to Dallas.
Yeah. Now, of course, none of these are loaded, correct?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah, we check everything before we bring them down and double-check,
So you're from Utah?
Yeah, Utah. Yeah.
So have you met Mitt Romney?
No, I haven't, but I think he'd be a great contender for what our industry and that has to offer, and hopefully he'll run again. I really do. I supported him from the last run, and I think he'd have made some big changes in this country, and I'm just sorry it didn't happen.
The word industry, that's interesting, too. That's like a different, you have a unique take on...
Mm-hmm. I'm an old school. I mean, industry was the United States' biggest strength, and now we kind of give that away.
I've never heard it pronounced.
And
like
I think
that.
They finally realized that, and I think we need to bring it back and bring it back to the United States.
That's going to talk about the Industrial Revolution.
What do you think of Obama?
I don't like him. I think he hasn't done anything for this country, and it's sad to see racial relationships. I don't have a problem with anybody in this country. I don't care what color they are.
Except Obama.
As long as they...
Or not Obama.
No, right. And as long as they put back into this community, that's all I care about. Mm-hmm. I pay a lot of taxes for people that don't do a damn thing in this country. And
why are you staring right at me when you said that?
Well, I'm telling you, that's just how I feel.
Oh, yeah, that's because we're talking.
Yeah, we're talking, but that's how I feel. It's like, be a product of the society. We have these... big things back in Missouri. What good does that do, All you're doing is attacking and creating more racism. Like I say, I don't have a problem with any color. Mm-hmm. Be a product of society.
Do you make handguns, too, by the way?
We don't, but we work on it. We're full-fledged gunsmiths.
So I like the pink one. Like the pink gun.
That's actually my wife's gun. I built that for her about 3 years ago. That's when she started shooting, and she's quite a huntress right now, and it's fun to take women and kids out there and
huntress.
And show them that they can shoot. And
that's what Gordon
they can
is.
Actually shoot these big high-caliber rifles, and it is a lot of fun.
Well, it's pretty. I enjoy
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
I enjoy pink.
Yeah. Pink's not bad. I like pink, too.
All right.
I would shoot an animal with that gun if I had to. So.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
That's nice.
I know my gun shoots. So.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Chris. And what was the name of the company again?
Cross Canyon Arms. Cross Canyon Arms, yeah.
Cross Canyon
Cody
Arms.
Cody Canada, or lead singer?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right, thanks. Appreciate it.
It's Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Oh, okay, I knew I was confused about something there.
Now the departed is Cody's man.
Yeah, he no longer works there. All right, let's look at the... We'll talk to this young lady
Industry.
Here. Yeah, we're... In, how are you, ma'am?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, what is your... business here.
This is Vermejo Park Ranch. We're located in northern New Mexico. We're a hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation resort. And who are you?
I'm Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're a sports station that's broadcasting live from out here at the Expo.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
You and I are about the same age. How old are you?
Well, that's not very polite.
Well, I know it's not polite, but I mean, like, how old are you?
You're never supposed to ask a lady her age.
But why? You're young.
I'm young. I'm 32.
Yeah. Well, I
You're not close to Gordo.
Not really close to my age. I'm in my mid-60s.
Yeah, you look at...
mid to late 60s, yeah.
We're about the same age, so you were saying I look like I'm in my mid...
No, I was hoping that I looked younger, but that apparently wasn't the case.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Well, thank you. I'm nervous. I'm new at radio.
Oh, well, you're doing wonderfully.
You think so?
Yeah, you walked up here with confidence. Mm-hmm. You commanded your presence here in this booth. It's working out well.
Good. Well, thank you. And are you married, and would you like to get married to me?
Oh, that's adorable.
That's really gross.
I'm as good as married.
As good as married. So how long have you been dating the guy that you've been, or girl, that you've been going out with?
You are very inquisitive.
We were talking about...
This
we were
is
just
sports
talking about,
radio?
It's sports radio. Well, you know what? Marriage is a sport.
It could be an endurance race. I could see that. Yes.
All right. When you were growing up, did you always want to get involved with these sporting activities?
I never knew I would be doing this, but I'm happy to be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Tell her you need to be in love with her.
What is the worst job you've ever had?
Talk to me.
Why don't you look at your current coworkers?
I'm not sure I want them to know. I will say I was in a traveling karaoke troupe.
Wow, they have those?
What the hell?
Yes.
They have those?
Yes. Yes, I was as entertainment for certain events and things.
It's generic, but so what? What was your specialty?
Like
you did all the Cyndi Lauper tunes, or no, like what did you do?
I did Tina Turner.
Oh, let's hear some.
Okay, let's hear a little Proud Mary.
No, we're not doing that here.
Oh, come on.
Nope, not appropriate.
What do you mean? There's no vulgar words in it.
No, but it's like 8:30 in the morning, and it's just not the time.
You're blushing now when you're mentioning your singing. Are you self-conscious about your singing?
No, I just...
You have a kick-ass voice.
I'm...
Come on, be honest. You do, don't you?
No, it's not kick-ass. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, how do you pronounce the word industry? Do you say industry or industry?
I say industry.
What about components? Components or components?
Components. What about tomato?
Tomatio?
Tomatio. Tomatio. How about tomato?
Tomato. There you go. Hey, well, thank you so much. Are you giving away free chocolate? Is that chocolate?
Those
what is it?
USBs. Those are USB drives.
Well, I really misidentified that. I'm sorry.
Vermejo Park Ranch stamped chocolate bar.
May I have that?
You might break your tooth on it.
May I have this chocolate bar and this is backwards compatible to 2.0 or is this 3.0?
It's a 2.
2. Okay. Well, thank you for this. I appreciate it. Can I have this really and truly?
Take it.
Oh,
tell her your pants are uncomfortable.
All right. Your radio.
Hey, thank you so much.
So your pants aren't right today.
Okay. I'm not going to say.
All right, Gordon, thank you.
My pants aren't right today. That actually is a very good one. I'm going to use that one.
All right, way to go, Gordo. Way to go.